Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. We're just talking about being in shape, not being able to practice, all the turnover in the NHL, which I'm sure is frustrating for the new coaches because guys, teams just don't practice the way they once did. But the idea of being in optimal shape because of what you're doing during the game. In other words, if you play more minutes, you're going to be in better shape in general. You think that makes sense, or does it have to come through bag skates and riding the bike and all that kind of stuff?
Well, the guys now use the gym more than we never used it, I guess, but like more than even just a few years ago, and they're working on strength, they do circuits, so they're working on their conditioning. There's various ways so you don't have to waste your time on the ice, and I guess the biggest problem the coaches have is, you know, as you mentioned, but trying to utilize the rare practice time they get. And the last thing they want to do is waste 20 minutes skating the guys up and down the ice. That seems like a colossal waste of time. And I think the guys work out most days. They have some sort of staggered workouts, either post-game, which is the best time to work out because that's the farthest time from your next ice time, or after practice. You'll have workouts on the board, and everybody has various workouts or different workouts depending on how much you play or whether you've got an injury that you're dealing with or something like that. But the gym is really where the conditioning is going to come from for the most part.
I used to find the guy that hated working out as much as me when we had those, like, resistance training, and they would not care as much as me, and it was basically my kind of workout that neither of us enjoyed, and we kind of mailed it in.
So you found the backup goalie then.
Something like that.
Push-pull drills with the backup goalie in the corner.
The old push-pull drills where the guy doesn't care, and that's what I liked.
Hey, you got to make it look a little bit like you're putting some resistance out there. We're lapping the field. That can't happen.
No, what we were talking about too, Ray, how we came about it is the Leafs play tomorrow, and then they've got their bye week and then the All-Star game. So they've got a lot of time off, and Hayes was saying, do people like this bye week or whatever? And I don't know if guys like it because you have to play the same amount of games just in less days now.
Well, I don't know. Don't you think they'd like it when they're sitting on the beach?
I guess
they love that week.
But they just don't. But when you come back, let's say you got to play 16 games in March because you've got to still get through the schedule.
Well, I got Tampa Bay tonight in Winnipeg, and this is their 13th game in 21 days. Like, what kind of schedule is that?
Yeah, that is like a baseball schedule.
Yeah.
Like, as you say, they lose 5 days. Because of the mandatory break, and I don't know, it just seems like the schedule could be spaced out a little bit differently. But the last little agreement came up with this 5 day break, and I think it's probably great at the time. But there are times when, you know, past the break, you're like, man, this schedule is really not very good we got here.
We were talking about William Nylander in the previous hour, who scored another goal last night. He's having a great year. He's got 42 points, 21 goals. And I know you're on the email chain. You're going to do it. We're going to revise our top 50 at the halfway point for TSN and TSN.ca. It doesn't mean these are legitimately the 50 best players on the planet. It means who has had the best 45 games
half
to start
a season.
The season.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I said I will have Nylander in my top 50. He'll be somewhere in the 40s, but Owen and I will have him in there. Noodles was a little bit dicey. Might get in, might not.
Yeah, I mean, after you make a compelling argument, but I said, like, I compare him a lot to Nikolaj Ehlers, and that's a guy who's on the fence for me.
What about you, Ray?
Yeah, I've got it filled out. I haven't sent it in. I can't remember. Nylander was in a bubble of about 15 guys around like 40 to not quite making it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get into guys like Tara Vinen from Carolina.
Yeah.
Guy's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh damn, there's another guy in the pot, right? Like you get I don't know, the first 30 are easy. I mean, like, they're guys just having just standout years, and the biggest problem is you put them 15th or 8th or something like that. But, like, Nylander is, from wherever we would have had him rated at the beginning of the year to now, is like he's in a completely different stratosphere. He looks like a completely different player. I don't recall, I guess I've got to send it in by tomorrow, but I don't recall if I've got him in yet or not, or if he's just one of those guys on the outside.
Is it tomorrow? I thought it got extended to Monday.
I think there was an extension.
I hope it's Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say. There was an unofficial extension, I thought.
I believe we got an extension.
Then guess what? The Quizmaster's going to be surprised if he's expecting it Saturday and you guys send it Monday.
Yeah, no, I
think we got the old university extension.
I made a mental note as to, because I started it yesterday and I said, all right, I can get to it this weekend and I will deliver it through an email Monday morning. That's kind of what I thought.
That's my plan.
I thought it was the 20th. It had to be in.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I don't think it's an exact science, but I believe we got the old college extension, which is always.
They knew Hayes was on the list and had a big weekend planned.
Right.
That's why.
Everyone's procrastinating.
The thing comes out and you're like, yeah, I'll get it done. Oh boy, there go 3 more days. Oops.
Yeah, that's the move, man. In university, the greasiest move of all time was going to get a doctor's note saying that you were sick. Like, you're like 22 years old. Like, grow up.
Because you missed your deadline?
Yeah, because
you
missed your deadline.
Well, you have to have yours done because you're gone.
Yeah, I'll get mine done. I'll figure it out. I'm going to San Fran. I'm going to the Packer game.
Oh, outstanding.
Yeah.
Ask him the poll question.
Well, I was planning, prior to showing up with these two guys, I mean, these guys are as paranoid as they come, that I was going to wear a Packer sweatshirt at the game in enemy territory. But it's San Fran. It's not Oakland. It's not Philly. But both of them are adamant that I should not do that because I might get suckered on the way out of the stadium. What are your thoughts on that?
What a story that would make, though. I think you should.
For that alone, in hopes that I will get sick.
Ray, be serious. Like, you can't recommend, like, just save yourself the problems. Like, who wants to deal with a guy yelling at him? Would you honestly do that?
No, of course I wouldn't, but I think Brian could.
It would be a great story.
You're basically saying you want him to get his face punched in.
He has said personality.
Not punched in. Maybe just, like, you know, like, taking like some heat.
Somebody,
I think I would like that.
So somebody gives you like an elbow on the way by.
No, there's no in between. There's no taking heat. It's either nothing or a guy's going to drill you in the side of the head.
Right.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
That's what I don't want either.
Well, thank you,
Ray. You could protect yourself maybe by putting green face paint on too. It would give you an extra layer of protection.
Well, that was my concern, is there will be guys that will be doing that.
Yeah, like cheeseheads.
Packer fans travel as well as any fan base in the league. 25-30% of that stadium will be green and yellow, and then I'll be there like a gutless weasel.
Just wear white. That's it. Neutral.
I'm not wearing red. That would be... No. Imagine I
just
show up...
get a Garoppolo jersey and wear that.
That is the most gutless maneuver...
It is, but...
...of all time.
It's safety.
Yeah, I prefer to make it home. Like a video of me being like helicoptered out of the stadium.
The video I want is someone finding out that you just bought the Garoppolo jersey just to be safe, and someone just dummying you
because they lost respect for
me.
Yeah,
like you ratted yourself out, and they found out, and they just pile-drived you into the corner.
Send me a message. Have some integrity. Yeah. You're a Packer fan. How dare you? Yeah, so anyway, long story short, I'll have William Nylander in there, but he's having a great year. I mean, he really is. He's having a very good year. I thought he was probably the best player on the ice last night, right? I thought Nylander
was the goalies. Right? He made that great dance through.
Yep.
He had the puck a lot. He set up a couple of really good chances. Toronto played good last night. They ran into a stone wall. I mean, that Riddick was fantastic last night. It's hard to play much better than that. I mean, what did he make? Like 3 or 4 cross-crease robberies?
Yeah.
You know, like he was outstanding.
The only Canadian team that hasn't played here yet is Vancouver. They're here later in the year. But now we've had Calgary, Winnipeg, and Edmonton over about a week and a half, 2-week stretch. since we were talking about the top 50 and the halfway point prior to the year, I know we all had to rank our seven Canadian teams.
Yeah.
I won't ask you to rank one through seven, but who's your number one at this point?
Oh, Toronto, I would say, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, I mean, you get those three teams out west, and it depends on the day who you rank higher, right? Because if you're just looking at the standings, or I guess I'd like to put McDavid first out of them, but, you know, I don't know that I could do that. Vancouver's been as good as anybody out there. I think Edmonton is probably borderline third out of that group for me. Calgary in the middle. But maybe next week I'd rank them differently. I mean, they're not, those teams aren't as good as Toronto, I don't believe.
I would have Winnipeg higher, personally.
Oh,
like, not,
man,
not higher than Toronto, though. But no. I think, like, if, like, Hellebuck's having a season, and that skill up front is as skilled as anybody in the league.
I did the game here, I don't know, whenever I was here last, Tuesday, and they beat Vancouver 4-0. It was the most untidy 4-0 shutout that I've ever seen.
It was How's that even possible?
Oh,
well, Hellebuck was great.
So Pettersson hit two posts, Horvat hit one, Pettersson missed an open net, Hellebuck made, I don't know, half a dozen unbelievable saves, and Vancouver got nothing out of the thing. So there, I think it's a weird thing. Like, in Winnipeg here, there's talk about, you know, should they re-sign Paul Maurice? He's in the last year of his deal. I think he's done an amazing job. Look at their six defensemen. You can't come up with five groups in the NHL that are more underwhelming than them. Yet they all kind of hang in there and they scrap around. And, you know, like Anthony Boteto was playing big minutes for them. They, you know, they were pumped. Lucas Pisa got back in the lineup. They got Dmitry Kulikov. Neil Pionk's had a terrific year. Josh Morrissey. Like, that's not a oh, look at my defense group, is it?
No.
No.
You know, and I don't, their skill up front is awesome. And that's what carries them. The guys up front and their goalie. But I think Vancouver's deep. They score a lot. If Edmonton can get decent play out of their back end and some depth scoring, then they're pretty decent. Calgary should be better than they are, but, you know, they've actually put together their 6-0-1 6-1-0 since the new year. So maybe it's their time to go on a little bit of a run, too.
Yeah, well, like you said, if Riddick plays the way he did last night, that's gonna go a long way. And I would put Toronto at number one as well. But you look at their current defense corps; it is Winnipeg.
Like, that's right. That's what I was saying. I did that game the other day, and I, honest to God, I lined up the goals and the points, and didn't put names, front, forwards, D, and goalies. They almost mirrored each other. Because, you know, however you want to say it, like Wheeler can cancel off Marner, for example, and Ehlers can cancel off Nylander, and Connor can cancel off this player. And you're like, man, they mirror each other, but the defensive core, a little bit, like Morrissey hasn't had a great season, Ray, right? Like that's,
right.
You know, that's,
correct. Yeah.
I would think Morrissey and Riley kind of maybe would cancel each other, but Morrissey hasn't had a great season. And
I think he misses
Riley.
His boy Trouba.
Well, for sure he does. Like, they,
because those guys were a shutdown D pair. And
but that's the thing, you want more out of Tyson Barrie, you know, and that's where I think Toronto could push ahead, is if Barrie was having a season and had settled in and was having a season, then, you know, that's where their defensive core looks better to me.
I thought Barrie was really good last night. Like, I thought he made a lot of good plays. He was, he looked really, I don't know, looked more like himself. I don't know if people thought they were getting a different type of player. Like, last year, Colorado, they were really careful about who he played against. And, you know, it seemed like when he got here, people were expecting something different. I mean, his game is the puck.
That's it. He's not Chris Pronger.
No.
No. No.
Someone texting in saying the best possible option would be Hayes going full-blown gutless wearing a Niners jersey and then getting dummied by a Packer fan. That would be the
and
perfect.
And him yelling, I'm a fan.
Right. Like, and him being like, you suck, you loser. Yeah, like go Packers.
Garoppolo jersey.
And some guy in a Rodgers jersey just
suckers you
speed bags
and gummies
me.
You.
Yeah, that would serve me right, I guess. Yeah. And that.
What about go with the, like, wear double up the t-shirts?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. It's supposed to be like 12 degrees and sunny, so.
No, but I'm just saying, like, and no matter what, if you're in the wrong section, you can just flip the shirt.
Oh, I see.
No,
get
no.
Both.
No, no. Be that guy. Wear 14 shirts. Like that guy that's at the game that has, like.
That throws him into the stands.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Mean?
Yeah. Have like 10 Niners shirts, and then the last one, Packers.
Well, you can find the half and half. Like, it's the dumbest look ever, but half
there was a guy
Niners,
last
half
night.
Packer.
No.
That's fine if it's the guy's parents, and he's got and they've got one kid playing on each team.
Keith,
that's right.
Keith like Kachuk's that. Wearing that tomorrow in Ottawa.
Yeah.
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 I don't think I can pull it off.
You should.
I should look for it. I'll see. All right, buddy.
Is there any chance your wife sends you out there wearing a Packer jersey? Here, honey, wear this one.
Good luck.
Yeah, sign here, here, and here before you leave. And
and here.
Yeah, and here, and here, and here, and here.
Have a good time.
Have a great time. Hugs and kisses and FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Or don't FaceTime me ever again. Whatever
exactly.
You want.
Good luck.
Yeah, that is, I should pick up on that. If she's really pushing for it tonight, I'll know something's up. So yeah. I'll let you know.
If she buys you a cheese head, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, you open your suitcase and it's just a cheese head. That's it. No clothes, nothing. Yeah.
Go have a great
wear
time.
This. Yeah, wear this.
Yeah, and don't ever call me again. Yeah, that would go over well.
And if your cheese head had a comment on it, like Niners suck.
Mm.
Like that's
actually,
where...
I'm going to be watching the game. I want to see you make a spectacle of yourself.
I don't know why. I want to see him too. Like I somehow want to see him in the crowd.
What could cause you to run on the field?
Like what? Like, someone's chasing me.
Someone has done it in that. Someone's done it in that stadium. Remember, the guy had his like phone number written, and there was
and
the
he was
announcer,
naked, wasn't he?
I don't know. The announcer was commentating like he's at the 20, he's at the 30.
Oh, was that a Niner
Kevin
game?
Harlan.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Harlan, Kevin Harlan. You're right.
He's drunk. He's at the 30.
Yeah, that was an unreal call. That's right.
Yeah, I guess I could try to replicate that. That's one way to not get back in the country.
Get
fired immediately.
You know my philosophy. I hope you'd get tasered then.
Yeah, I would deserve
it. Those idiots deserve it, for sure.
I'm going to try to avoid the field, but I think it's a Fox game. I think Fox has the NFC, so I'll see if I can get Troy Aikman to spot me in the crowd and say something about me.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
That's what I want to see you play that again.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
And just see you booking it down the field.
There he is. He's got a red eye in about 4 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well, have a great time. Enjoy
it.
Good luck to your pack.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Chat Monday at 5.
Yeah. Later on, guys.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN Hockey Analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They will pay your holiday bills up to $1,000 when you lease or finance a new in-stock vehicle in January. Visit MapleToyota.com.